This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Wednesday, April the 1st, as we end the worst March in my lifetime, and many of our lifetimes, probably most people's lifetimes, I'm sure. Sadly, April, probably not going to be much better, but hopefully if, you know, we continue to do what we're doing and we can kind of move forward through a tough April, maybe May can start to turn things around. And as we know, we will not have baseball for a long, long time at this point. You know, hopefully June, maybe July, who knows? Maybe not at all, we don't know, but here we'll just try and do the best job we can to try and provide some entertainment, talk about the thing we love, which is baseball, which is the Phillies, and take our minds off things while we can. So, as I said at the end of yesterday's show, it is time for some power rankings. And granted, as I just said, it might be a little while before we see these teams play, but there is a transaction freeze. We know what these teams are going to look like when the season starts, so we can take a look and go through the 30 teams in Major League Baseball and come to conclusion, who's the best, who's the worst, and how does it fill out in between, and where do the Phillies rank? Let's dive in, as we will start with the first half. We will go from 30 to 1, from the worst to the best. Let's start off, we will dive in and look at in depth of each of these teams, or some in depth, at each of these teams, and try and come to a conclusion of who is the best, who is the worst. I will start with the worst, and this one, you kind of look at it in tiers. I think there are three teams that you could argue are the worst in baseball. Honestly, if you put any of these three teams in the 30th spot, I'd be fine with it. For me, I went with those Detroit Tigers as the worst team in baseball. They were last year. Will they be again? Just slightly worse than the Orioles. The Orioles will be mentioned soon as they are one of the three worst in my mind. You will hear the rest. But I think this Tigers team, when you look at it, man, it is an ugly, ugly team. Around the diamond, CJ Cron at first, fine. He's an okay player. Jonathan Scope at second, same deal. Nico Goodrum at shortstop, you know, not great. Nico's okay, had some nice moments last year. Candelario at third, not a inspiring spot there. Stuart Jones, Jacoby Jones, the baseball version, and Cameron Maben in the outfield with a bunch of other guys you never heard of. Austin Romine behind the plate. Miguel Cabrera at the DH spot, certainly looking cooked. In a rotation of Matt Boyd, Jordan Zimmermann, Spencer Turnbull, Ivan Nova, and Daniel Norris, with Alexander as the potential sixth guy, and Jose Jimenez their closer. That is what we call, folks, a horrendous baseball team. They will be in the 50 to 60 win range, most likely. Not going to be a good year for the Tigers. Oh, excuse me, 50 to 60 win range. I'm assuming they're playing 160 games here, 162 games. So who knows? They will be in the low tier of wins. Maybe it's 30 wins. Who knows? It's going to be a weird year. We don't know. But I think they're going to be one of the worst teams in baseball, potentially the worst. I have them as the worst. They were the worst last year. I'll stick to that. But again, any of these three teams I'll mention at the top could be the worst for me. I think they're all, you know, you kind of look at it in tiers, really, as I'll kind of mention as we go along. But this first tier is the three worst teams, and they really stand out to me. The Tigers, number one. The second, just mention them, I think the Baltimore Orioles have a real chance to be the worst team, and they might be worse than the Tigers. Again, it's really close. The only reason I have them above the Tigers is I think that with a change in manager, Hyde, their new manager, a lot of people like this guy. Kind of an organizational structure change that maybe that can provide a tiny little boost. But when you look at it from a talent perspective, they might be worse. I mean, Anthony Santander in left field's a nice player. Austin Hayes has a lot of upside in center. Trey Mancini, of course, going through the cancer treatment. We'll see what happens there. But then Chris Davis at first, a disaster. Alberto at second. Jose Iglesias, a nice defensive player, not much offensively. Ruiz at third. Pedro Severino, mind the play. It's a bad baseball team. The staff has some interesting upside guys. I like John Means a little bit. Alex Cobb, maybe a bounce back. Wade LeBlanc, you know, Stuart Wojciechowski, not a thrilling team. When you look at the team, they might be worse than the Tigers. Honestly, it's really close between these teams at the top. This is a bad Orioles baseball team. Again, I like Michael Givens in the pen a little bit. Hunter Harvey's got some upside, but they have a rough squad. So if I had to bet, I would bet on the Orioles and the Tigers potentially being the two worst. Again, slightly over the number 28 team in our power rankings, the Seattle Mariners. And it wouldn't shock me if the Mariners end up being the worst. This team is really bad, too, and their pitching staff probably the worst of the three from a starter's perspective. Vogelbach or White at first base, Spencer Long Jr. at second base. Good old friend, Mr. Crawford. How about that? JC back at shortstop there for them. Kyle Seager at third, probably the one true major league player on their team. Kyle Lewis in left field, there's some upside there. I like Kyle Lewis a little bit. Malik Smith in center, some upside there as well. And Fraley in right. You like the rotation is even worse. Marco Gonzalez, potentially their day one starter. Kikuchi, upside there. Justice Sheffield, I like a little bit. They're, you know, former top prospect. Some upside there, but man, Kendall Graveman is tough. Taiwan Walker, take a shot on. A bullpen that is Phillies-esque. McGill, Hirano, Edwards Jr. Not great. Honestly, looking at these three teams, I don't know which is the worst. You know, if you could put these three teams in any order from 30 to 28, and I wouldn't argue with you. I have it as Tigers the worst, the Orioles the second worst, and the Mariners the third worst. But man, all three are bad. All three are going to be among the worst three teams in baseball. I think I would bet heavily on those three being the worst teams in baseball. You never know. Some teams can fall and crater out, but not going to be a great season for those three teams. Now we move into our next tier, which is three teams as well. The next three teams, I think, are pretty standardly the next three teams, and then it's another four-team tier after that in terms of the worst teams in baseball. None of these teams are good. At 27, coming in just ahead of that horrendous group of three, I have the Kansas City Royals. I just like the Royals position players more than the other teams. I mean, they've actually got a little talent. I mean, O'Hearn at first base is nothing special. Lopez at second, but Alberto Mondesi at shortstop's a fun young player, a ton of speed. Our good buddy Miguel Franco at third. That is a ding in a con in the pros cons column. But you know, in outfield, Alex Gordon can play. You know, he's old. He's not great, but he's a major league player. Whit Merrifield, a really nice player. I like Whit Merrifield a lot. Hunter Dozier, I think there's a lot of upside there. And then Jorge Soler, you know, led the majors in home runs last year, the American League in home runs last year, excuse me. So, you know, they've got some talent in the field comparative to the first three teams we mentioned. That's why they're better than those three teams. The pitching staff does not leaves a lot to be desired. Brad Keller, Danny Duffy, Jake Junis, Mike Montgomery, Sparkman. You know, the bullpen, Ian Kennedy is your closer. It's not great. It's not great, but I do think that when you compare it to those first three teams, they are just slightly ahead of them. And that's why the Royals just slightly ahead of them. In the same tier as the Royals, our 26th best team in baseball, another team that you could easily see being among the worst in baseball and probably... you know, with the, like I said, that's why it's tiers. I think them and the Royals and the next team are really close in terms of how bad they are. But the Pittsburgh Pirates are not going to be a good baseball team this year. Not unexpectedly. Josh Bell, really the only guy you really feel good about. And even then, has had one great season, which he had last year. And then, who knows? But Adam Frazier at second. Sure. Kevin Newman at short. Fine enough player. Colin Moran at third. Brian Reynolds in the outfield had a really nice year last year. Gregory Polanco, Jared Dyson, Stallings behind the plate. Rotation has some upside. Archer, Musgrove, Williams, Keller, and Holland. Keller was a top tier prospect, had one of the worst rookie seasons you could ever imagine, was just a train wreck last year, but there's a lot of talent there. Archer, of course, can't seem to put it together, but there's talent there. Joe Musgrove, some talent there. So I do think the Pirates, especially based on their pitching, is a slightly better team than the Royals, but certainly in that same tier. And you could argue the Pirates are better than the next team on the list, but I think it's really close between these three for that next group of three worst. Coming in at 25 on our list and third in this tier here with the Pirates and the Royals, how about those Miami Marlins? How about it? Our division foe. And honestly, from a talent perspective, they might even be worse than the Pirates. I'm just much more enamored with their pitching staff than I am with the Pirates. And also, the Marlins do have some young players who could come up and make a difference. They got some talent in their minor league system, so they're slightly ahead of those other two teams for me, just based on the upside. Jesus Aguilar at first, you know, he had a nice season with the Brewers a couple years ago. Diaz at second, Rojas at short, VR at third, Jonathan VR coming off a great year. You never know, he could have a solid year. Corey Dickerson in left, I thought was a nice signing by them. We all liked Dickerson here. I thought he was a good Philly. He's a good hitter. He can play. Lewis Brinson still hasn't been able to put it all together, but pedigree. Brian Anderson was a Rookie of the Year contender last year, so they're all right. You know, they're right there with the Royals and the Pirates. I think they're the best of that three, particularly because of the starting rotation. Sandy Alcantara, Caleb Smith, Pablo Lopez, Jose Urena, and Jordan Yamamoto with Alicia Hernandez right behind them. I mean, that's a solid group of six, to be honest. You know, I'd feel a lot better if one of those six were the Phillies' five starter than Pivetta or Velasquez, you know, even Yamamoto. So, you know, it's not great. Drew Steckenrider in the pen, Brandon Kinsler, Stanek. They've got some names. Adam Conley's a solid lefty matchups type of guy. So I think the Marlins will be a little frisky. Again, I don't think they are very good, obviously, as I have them as the 25th best team in baseball, so I'm not getting carried away here. But I think the Marlins could be a little frisky, as it were. I think that's a team that you could potentially see be a little bit better than people think. And thus, I think a lot of people, when you look at most power rankings, have them in the 27, 28, 29 range even. Quite not, maybe not that low, but I think the Marlins will be a little better than most people do. And again, this is very, you know, subjective, but also very faint praise, as they say, as I have them as the 25th best team in baseball. I'm just saying they're not the 27th best team in baseball. But yeah, I don't think the Marlins are going to be very good this year. All right, we are moving on to our next group of four. This is a team, in my opinion, where these four teams are pretty close in terms of a tiered rankings. We had the bottom three with the Tigers, Orioles, and Mariners, then the next three with the Royals, Pirates, and Marlins. And this group of four, and it starts with our old buddy Gabe Kapler and his San Francisco Giants. I just don't think the Giants are a very good team. I know they had the run last year, kind of competed for a wild card spot before fading off, but really when you go around the diamond, it's a pretty unimpressive group. Brandon Belt at first base is fine. DeBone at second or Flores at second, not very inspiring. Brandon Crawford can still pick it, but not really an inspiring guy on your team. Evan Longoria over the hill. Buster Posey, you know, nice player, but over the hill. Alex Dickerson in the outfield. Mike Yastrzemski showed some things last year. Hunter Pence, nice player, but man, you don't feel great about anyone on this team. I think they'll be okay. Again, that's why they're 24th for me. A rotation of Johnny Cueto, Jeff Samardzija, Kevin Gausman, Drew Smyly. I mean, those are some who's who of guys who have at one point or another had success in the majors and have been unable to really get back to where they are supposed to be or have been. The bullpen's not very inspiring either. Tony Watson is the closer. You know, Peralta, Rogers, not a great bullpen. Suarez, Alberto Suarez, just not a very exciting team. It's really it's a Gabe Kapler type squad right there is the best way to put it. And again, I think they'll play well enough like they did last year to just beat out those other top six worst teams that we've already talked about. But they're right in that group from a talent perspective. They're not much better than the Marlins or the Pirates or the Royals in terms of talent. So I think the Giants firmly in that 24 spot for me. Up next in this group of four here is the 23rd best team in baseball, in my opinion. Colorado Rockies, just not a great team. You know, there's some more high-end talent on this team than on others. I mean, you got Trevor Story. You got Nolan Arenado. You know, you got Charlie Blackmon. Those three guys are better than any players we've mentioned on the other teams we've talked about so far. Literally, better than any player mentioned yet. So, you know, that is something. That is why the Rockies are slightly ahead. But you know, the sum is not as good as the parts, so to speak. I mean, Ryan McMahon at second base or Garrett Hampson, I like both those guys a little bit. There's some upside there. Daniel Murphy, if healthy, who knows. I like David Dahl a ton. I think David Dahl has a chance to be one of those breakout type guys. A lot of people like Tapia, their left fielder. There's some upside there. You know, not a big Tony Walters guy behind the plate. But the starting rotation is just not close to good enough. There are guys who flash, like Herman Marquez. I like him a lot. I think there's a lot of talent there. John Gray has some talent. Kyle Freeland's flashed some talent. Armando Sensatela, however you say it. I'm not great at it. Jeff Hoffman. The bullpen's pretty rough, too. Wade Davis, Scott Oberg. No one real exciting there. I think, on the whole, this team is more talented than the other teams we've talked about. But I think when one of those teams where they have some real high-end type talent guys, but when you put it all together, it just doesn't end up being as good as those high-end guys are. And nowhere close, really, as they are, in my opinion, the 23rd best team in baseball. Moving up to 22, and I think this one's close. Again, this is why it's a group with the Giants, the Rockies. I do think the Rockies theoretically could be better than the team I'm about to talk to, which is the Blue Jays. But I like the young talent of the Blue Jays. I think there's a little more upside here when you look at how things could shake out. Travis Shaw at first base was a nice pickup for them. Then you got the young guys, Kevin Biggio, Bo Bichette, Vlad Guerrero Jr. rounding out the infield. I mean, all three of those guys showed flashes last year and have shown flashes in the minors that they could all three turn into really, really good players, particularly Bichette and Vlad Guerrero Jr. Vlad Guerrero Jr., I think, could be someone who skyrockets quickly into being an elite hitter, one of the great minor league hitters in the history of baseball, and that is not a joke. So I think that there's a lot of upside with those three guys. And then, like I said, Travis Shaw is a fine major leaguer. Lourdes Gurriel on the left is a nice player. Teoscar Hernandez has some upside in center. Randall Grichuk in right. Like, they've got some upside. This is a better lineup than the ones we've talked about yet. I think you see a jump, and even the rotation has some upside. They went out and signed Hyunjin Ryu. I like that move for them. Tanner Roark is fine. Chase Anderson is fine. Matt Shoemaker is fine. A bullpen with Ken Giles at the top of it. Like, the Blue Jays could be okay. I think it's tough for them being in the division they're in, though that division has certainly taken a step back over the last couple years. But the Rays and the Yankees are still both really, really good baseball teams, and I think that's going to limit the Blue Jays' potential. But I do think from a talent perspective, you could see a bit of a jump. I think the Blue Jays is the best team we've talked about from a talent perspective. And the Rockies, you know, really I feel like the Giants probably closer to that Marlins, Pirates, Royals tier than they are to this Rockies, Blue Jays tier that we're talking about. I think there's a lot of upside with these two teams, and I may be even a little too low on the Blue Jays. I think the Blue Jays could be a team that could surprise a little bit based on all their young talent. In the same tier as the Blue Jays, our number 21 team, the Texas Rangers, and this is the last of this tier here. The Rangers also have some talent. And they went out and got Corey Kluber this offseason. You look around the diamond, I mean, Odor at second, Guzman at first, Elvis Andrews, a good player. They got Todd Frazier at third, that's whatever. Willie Calhoun in left field is someone who's hit in the minors his entire career and has just not translated the majors yet. I think that could happen. Danny Santana in center field, a really nice year last year for them. And Joey Gallo's a beast. And then you got Chirinos behind the plate. And I think the rotation, the reason the Rangers are a notch above these other teams, and the Blue Jays, I think, have more upside than the Rangers. If I had to pick one team who was going to surprise everybody, I would pick the Blue Jays. But I think a safer bet, the Rangers, the rotation of Kluber, Minor, Lynn, Gibson, Lyles, can play. You know, those top three guys can pitch. You know, they had really nice years last year, other than Kluber, who, you know, had some injuries and all that. But we know what Corey Kluber can be. I think based on that rotation, granted the bullpen, Jose Leclerc, not a shutdown closer or anything, and not a ton of names in that pen that you're afraid of, so I think the bullpen could be an issue for the Rangers, but I think around the diamond and certainly that staff just slightly better than the teams we've talked about so far, though again, if you know you wanted to tell me the Blue Jays are better than the Rangers, I wouldn't fight you on it. All right, my number 20 team, and there's another tier here, is this is a tier that will take us up to the end of this podcast, as we're going to split this into two. We're going to do the first half of baseball today, the second half tomorrow. This is a five-team tier here. Really a four-team tier with one slightly above it, but varying degrees. My number 20 team, and I think I'm lower on them than most. I actually think a lot of people are more excited about this team than I am. But I've got the White Sox as the 20th spot, and I could be very wrong about this. I think a lot of people have them closer to the teens. They have made some nice moves. They've done a nice job rebuilding. They have a ton of young talent around the diamond. Jose Abreu's not young, but a really nice player at first. Garcia at second, fine. But Tim Anderson, nice year last year. Yoan Moncada finally broke out last year at third base. Then an outfield of Nomar Mazara, I thought was a really nice pickup for them, has shown flashes at the Rangers. And then Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert, two top type prospects. You know, two of the better prospects in baseball before coming up. And then Yasmani Grandal behind the plate. This is a good baseball team. This is the best team we've talked about pretty handily when we talk about a lineup and their ability to put up runs on a night-to-night basis. Of the lineups we've talked about, handily in first. A rotation of Lucas Giolito, Dallas Keuchel, Gio Gonzalez, Dylan Cease, and Lopez is solid. You know, it's okay. Giolito coming off a breakout-type year. Keuchel, of course, we know is a major league pitcher. It's not the best, but it's solid. The bullpen's an issue. Colom is your closer's fine, not great. Steve Cishek's a nice pitcher. Bummer's a nice pitcher. Herrera's an all right pitcher. Fry's an okay pitcher. But I think when you look at this White Sox team, and again, I might be too low on them. I'll admit it. I'm just not quite ready for them to bust out. But I do think that there's a lot of potential here. This has the potential to have a young, talented lineup. Moving on to our 19 teams. Speaking of young and talented, and I could see if you want to put the White Sox ahead of these guys, to be fair. I'm putting the Padres slightly ahead of the White Sox, but I could see going either way. But the Padres have a really good lineup, man. Eric Hosmer at first, Profar at second. Fernando Tatis Jr. at shortstop, who, you know, soon enough we're going to be talking about as one of the best players in baseball. Of course, Machado at third. Getting Tommy Pham this offseason was a great move. Really liked the Tommy Pham move. He's a nice ball player. Trent Grisham, I thought that was a nice move to go get Trent Grisham. Granted, I don't love what they gave up for him, but Trent Grisham, a good ball player. And I had to leave Milwaukee after that monster error in the playoffs, but I think there's some upside there. And then, you know, Will Myers, they still have Franchi Cordero. They've got some guys. You know, they've got some guys. And they've got a young staff with a lot of upside. And Paddock, Lamet, Richards, Davies is not young, but... Lucchese, Cal Quantrill. I mean, they got some guys in a great bullpen, a great pen. Yates at the top, obviously, but Emilio Pagan, Drew Pomeranz, Craig Stammen. I mean, Strom. I mean, they might have Matt Strom. They might have one of the best bullpens in baseball, legitimately. Maybe the best, actually, looking at him. One of the best, for sure. I mean, the Yankees are pretty good. But I think the Padres are going to be all right. They showed flashes last year. There's so much young talent there. Padres are another team, similar to the White Sox, the Blue Jays, that are lower ranked on this list, but if they busted out this year and guys took big steps forward, it wouldn't shock me at all. All right, next on the list, a team that a lot of people have higher on their list than I do, but I'm not quite sold, is the Reds. And honestly, I don't even feel great putting the Reds ahead of the Padres, but just slightly. Votto at first, Moustakas at second. That was a nice move by them, but they got a lot of guys playing the same position. Galvis at short, Suarez at third. Winker, Senzel, and Castellanos in center. We're going to get Castellanos. Aquino, who knows where he's going to play, but Barnard behind the plate. This team will put up runs. They'll hit. And I think the staff actually is really where you could get excited with the top three of Castillo, Gray, and Bauer. That could be really good. And then Descafani's fine. Wade Miley's whatever. And the pen should be solid again. You know, Iglesias, Garrett, Lorenzen, not great, but solid. For some reason, I'm not buying in on the Reds. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be okay. But for some reason, I can't get behind the Reds. For me, they're the 18th best team in baseball. And again, I think the Padres, player for player, might be better. But I'm going to go with the Reds slightly out of them. Moving on to the 17th best team in baseball, in my opinion. The Los Angeles Angels, the Angels of Anaheim, whatever you want to call them. I think going out and getting Rendon really puts them on the map for me. Pujols at first, Lestella at second. Tommy LaStella at second base had a great year last year for them. Andrelton Simmons, still an amazing defensive shortstop. Rendon at third, obviously that's huge. You got Trout in center, you got Brian Goodwin and Justin Upton flanking him and Castro. And then a rotation of Heaney, Teron, Bundy, Canning, Andrees. That's the problem. Honestly, I might be too high on the Angels. As I'm looking at the lineup, I might be too high on the Angels. Robles, Buttery, you know, not a great pen. Honestly, I think if you wanted to tell me the Angels were last of this tier we're talking about, behind the White Sox, behind the Padres, behind the Reds, I could see it. I might be a little high on them. I just think Rendon and Trout will carry them. And then last, in our first half of the power rankings, a shocking entry here, but we lost a lot of guys. But I think they're definitely the best of the group we've talked about. I'll put those Boston Red Sox as the 16th best team in baseball. Mitch Moreland at first doesn't scare you much. Neither does Peraza at second. But Bogaerts and Devers is a strong other side of the infield. Benintendi still there. Bradley Jr., Alex Verdugo will be a good player for them. Vasquez. The rotation scares you. Eduardo Rodriguez, Nady Eovaldi, Perez, Weber, McHugh. Not great. Chris Sale being out for the year hurts. But I think the Red Sox, just based on those high-end talent guys they have and having enough players there, should be the 16th best team. But again, from the Red Sox, Angels, Reds, Padres, White Sox, they could finish in any order. That's why they're in the same tier. It could be really, really close. All right, so we still have half the league to go, and the Phillies are still on the board. Where do they rank for me in terms of the power rankings of Major League Baseball? We will find out tomorrow, as well as the rest of the teams when we round out our power rankings. So the first half of the Major League Baseball power rankings today, the rest tomorrow. So hopefully everyone stays safe, stay healthy, and we will continue to have a little fun and try and provide a distraction and a little entertainment in a tough time. So first half of the power rankings down, rest tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.